Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Eric said this could be bigger than the RNC.
I said it could have as big of impact.
Okay, so, but all I heard was bigger than the RNC. That's what I heard, right? When you hear it could snow 6 to 12 inches and then you don't get the 12. And you,
oh, yeah, right. I thought it was going to be a foot of snow.
Bigger in terms of impact, not necessarily numbers. So we don't have 50,000 people in town like we did for the RNC. But the long-term ramifications of what is going on right now in Milwaukee could be huge.
Yeah, could be huge. So something's happening at the Baird Center this week. It's called Connect Marketplace. What is that? What is happening? Why would this have such a ripple effect? Joining us from the Baird Center is Megan Setman in studio. Hello, hello.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
So what is Connect Marketplace?
So envision Connect Marketplace being where all of your decision makers come for the meeting and convention industry. So this week we have over 1,000 meeting planners descending on Milwaukee. They started arriving yesterday and the rest arrived today. And they are here to experience all things our city has to offer.
So they're event planners coming to a big event in Milwaukee.
Right. An event planning session for event planners, and it really helps them make decisions for their future convention and conference locations.
So I was kind of joking, but now kind of serious. Who plans the event for the event planners if they're all busy attending?
Fair question. So if you think about, every association has annual meetings and national conferences. Religious groups bring giant gatherings together across the country. And then youth sports is also a big deal. All of those events don't just happen. They have event planners as a part of their association and the affiliation. So we have all of those decision makers arriving here today.
So go ahead.
Well, so they're here to do their own thing and have their convention. But, oh, by the way, they're here and they're at the Baird Center and they're seeing how close it is to everything else. And they're experiencing Milwaukee and all of these things. So this isn't necessarily in and of its nature a Milwaukee thing, but sort of we benefit from having them all here.
We sure do. And so these attendees are staying across 10 different hotels in Milwaukee on the east side and on the west side. We have an opening reception at the Harley-Davidson Museum, the one and only, with Bella Kane. We have a block party scheduled for the Deer District on Thursday, and we're closing it out with Little John concert on the Baird Rooftop Ballroom Thursday night.
There you go. All right, so what are you hoping to show them? Obviously, the Baird Center has some options, and Marty has told us in the past from the Baird Center that, like, there's things that you guys have taken from other convention centers that you've learned and gleaned from. What are you looking forward to showing off?
So we already have the event planners for Connect. They started moving in on Wednesday, and we had a pre-conference meeting with them last week, and they're talking about the natural light. They have never been in a building. They host this event every year across the country at different locations, and they've never been in a building with natural light like ours. Our floor-to-ceiling windows, the water feature, the two-story water feature, that wellness feeling that comes from walking in our building. So just getting them in Baird Center alone is going to be a game changer for them making the decision to book Milwaukee in the future years to come.
Coming off the RNC, Megan, what sort of traffic have you had in terms of your phone ringing? Have you booked anything coming off of that or gotten a lot of inquiries since? Like, describe the traffic that you've had coming off that really important week.
So coming out of July alone, our inquiries are up just over 50% in the last 4 weeks. So that's not all events that are going to actualize for the future.
Sure.
But right now, the convention center is booking 2027 all the way out to 2034.
There you go.
We had a huge announcement, not to veer away from Connect Marketplace, but we have a huge announcement that came out last week when we were in Cleveland, that we are hosting ASAE, which is the Association Society of Executives. And we will have 55,000 people coming in 2034.
Oh.
So the momentum Milwaukee has, I don't have any dates available in April until 2028. So get in line, get in queue, bring your best offer forward, because Milwaukee is now the hot spot on where you need to do your event.
Now we pick you.
Yeah, we
will decide.
Megan Setman joins us from the Baird Center. You know, one of the things I noticed from being in Chicago last week for the DNC, and it's kind of apples and oranges. I mean, they were different conventions, obviously, because Chicago is a much different city and they were separated and all that. But night and day, as far as the operation and what was happening here downtown with that convention versus the logistics of having to do it in a much larger city like Chicago.
When we were out walking the hard perimeter, inside the hard perimeter, and we were talking to delegates, They had been to many of these in the past. And I talked to a gentleman from Colorado. He said, I have never been to a convention that was so well planned, so well organized, and so compact with our footprint. Because once everyone got into the secure zone, they didn't have to leave.
Right.
It was walkable from the Baird Center down to Fiserv Forum. And attendees love that. That was not the experience, or couldn't be the experience, in Chicago.
Right.
What else did you learn from the convention since? I mean, I think definitely there's a feeling of, we'd love the opportunity to better spread some of the wealth in terms of the restaurateurs or other small businesses. In fact, we were kind of talking about it in the weeks that led up to it. Because it was so well put together in that one central spot, a lot of folks didn't venture out as much as we sort of hoped they would. Is that that, and what other takeaways from the convention?
You know, that's funny. I just had that same conversation with an associate at Pottery Barn yesterday when I was picking out my couch. So yes, it was so well planned because of the infrastructure and everything Milwaukee has to offer. We did not see as many off-site events taking place. Mm-hmm. But what we can really leverage, and we are looking at economic impact numbers, Visit Milwaukee will have those in October, but the long-term play of all of the media that was in town, there was not one corner of the city that did not shine, even the region down to Lake Geneva over to Madison. And so that storytelling that went global has really helped us elevate just who we are as a destination, and we're seeing increased business opportunities because of it.
Connect Marketplace is this week at the Baird Center. I would say that it's going to have just as much of an impact as the RNC, just because we're so amazing here. Actually, a lot of these people from the convention come into the market hall right here and look into our window sometimes. We can always tell there's a convention going on because everyone's got like the little badges.
The lanyards, right? Yeah. You guys have a front row seat to all of the activity and the economic impact that drives the city forward. And let's not forget, too, we have events coming like potentially the NBA All-Star Game, right? WrestleMania.
Which the league owes us, by the way.
Which the league may or may not owe us. Yes. And so for us, like doing fights like XFC or doing youth sports, it is, Baird Center has been designed to be able to accommodate all of that. And we cannot wait to have the city see everything that's on the books for the future and the years to come.
The event planners are in for the big event this week at the Baird Center. Megan Setman joining us from the Baird Center. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You're so welcome. And I would ask that everyone follow Baird Center on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, just so they can really get a pulse of everything that's going on in the building.
Hey, make sure you tell them we don't normally have heat indices above 100.
I know. Think of last week compared to today. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you so much.